Now, both the media and the Democrats, they want to keep this entire conversation, as you can hear it in the press coverage, just steeped in generalities. They don't want you to know what's actually in this 25-page G7 communique that Biden ended up agreeing to. Now, why don't they want you to know what's in it, if it's such a great accomplishment? Because it's a sovereignty-killing, prosperity-destroying series of policy pronouncements that would never get past our own Congress. Here are some of the lowlights. Vaccine passports. Oh, yay. If you're worried about being forced to show your papers for travel, well, you should be. Things sound ominous on the vaccine passport issue, with the G7 recognizing the need for a set of common standards for travel, including interoperability and mutual recognition of digital applications, testing requirements, and recognition of vaccination status. Well, how would any of this be possible without an actual digital vaccination certificate? Next item. Well, goodbye cars. Here's the relevant language here. We commit to accelerate the transition away from new sales of diesel and petrol cars to promote the uptake of zero emission vehicles. Well, we kind of like Elon Musk. I've said that before, and I'm glad he's happy, but this isn't anything that Joe Biden has the authority or voter mandate to commit to. The big anti-fossil fuels umbrella provision is ripped right from that International Energy Agency report that we warned you about some weeks ago. Biden reaffirmed his commitment to the goal of net zero carbon emissions across all sectors of our economies and societies. My friends, this will destroy hundreds of thousands of the good-paying American jobs that are left here, drive up energy costs for every living American, devastate our national security as we'll lose our energy independence. Of course, the cost of everything's going up, fuel costs going up.